so you have Pasuk says, "Vani himni nevius amabu mayim al ha'aretz, v'shachis kol basar shebo ruach chayim." Rashi quotes a medrash, "Va'ani hinini nevi." So the va'ani, perhaps the vav of va'ani, or va'ani and I, maybe from the hinini. Rashi brings a medrash, meaning Hashem says, "I am willing to go along with those malachim that said it's not worth creating a man." Like the pasuk says, "Ma enosh kisus kerenu." So Hashem is basically saying to Noach that, as far as I'm concerned, I'm through with mankind. They were right. That's Rashi's comment from the Medrash. Rek the Ramban on Rashi, how could this be the pshat that the pasuk is saying that Hashem is acknowledging to Noach that I don't need there to be a human race? After all, the very same communication to Noach is about building a teva, that and the purpose of all that is there should be a she'eris l'preita gedola b'noach u'bana v'kol chai l'harba zaram kachol. So how could it be, on the one hand, va'anihin nimevi means I'm ready to say there's no point in having beings in this world, and at the same time he's saying that we want to repopulate the world? That's Ramban's kasha. It says maybe it just means kishaloach ma'aleim. If I don't have mercy, that's what it is in theory. But that's the kashi as a rashi. The emesis, one could think of the following suggestion based on the Ramban himself later in the parsha, but just taking it a little bit beyond what the Ramban says. If you go further in the parsha, you have the pasuk that we all quoted in our davening on Rosh Hashanah in Zechronos. One of the pasukim of Zechronos is a pasuk in Parshas Noach. It says in the pasuk Ches Aleph, Vayiskal kimis Noach. So pasuk says Hashem remembered Noach and remembered the chaya, the hema, and Hashem caused a spirit, a wind, to go over the earth, and the water began to calm down. So the question is this: what is Vayisko Kimis Noach? What does it mean? Vayisko Kimis Koach Chaya is called Behema. What kind of remembrance are we talking about? The Ramban asks the following: Haschir ben Noach, I understand. The Haschir ben Noach, Hashem remembers Noach. Adam, Noach is a tzaddik. Noach is a baal bechira, and Hashem wants Noach to be saved. And Hashem remembered Noach because of all that Noach had in his merit, in his going for him. Haschir ben Noach, nishay tzaddik tamim, the karas lo bislat zilo. Noach includes his children. Fine. Haschirish ama b'chayu behema enos ischus. She'ein b'bali nefesh schus al chok. You can't talk about an animal from the perspective of, you know, merit and the opposite. So lasi ba'adam levada. Rather, says the Ramban the following idea: Zechira b'hem. The idea of zechira for the animals is ki zachar es devar kodsho she'amar v'haya ha'ola. Hashem remembered His holy word with which the world was created. So kiviyachol, what emerged at this moment was the primordial will, you could say, that existed in the Kadosh Baruch Hu creating the world itself, that there should be a world. So ki'ilu, there's a midah that emerges, that there should be a world, and that midah emerged at this moment, re-emerged, you could say, at this moment. V'ratza ha'kiyum ha'olam b'minim asher bara bo. That it should all come out. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea, very profound idea. The Ramban is saying this, Benogeya, the Chai, the Behema, that Hashem wanted there to be a continuity in the world. So there was an original Ratzon in the world, that Kosh Baruch Hu should be a world, and now it's vis-a-vis the Chai, the Behema, that's the Yizkar Elokim. Now, when we quote this pasuk in davening, we talk about this pasuk in connection to Alkin Zechrono Balafanacha Lahar Bazaro Kafus Teva V'Tzetzav Kachol Hayom. And then we say Karkasu B'Sarasach V'Yizkemes Noach. That we're talking about this pasuk, that what immersed by Kosh Baruch Hu is a desire that there should be a continuity to the human race. Lahar Bazaro Kafus Teva V'Tzetzav Kachol Hayom. So it could be that what we're saying here is that what Ramban refers to the Zechira, the Zachar B'Dvar Kodsho, Shamavaya Olam, in terms of the Chai, the Behema, it's also true for Adam too. It's also true for Noach too. Namely, that in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said in the beginning of the parashah to Noach, you can go to a table. That doesn't mean that there's going to be a new world with a new father of humanity, new children and grandchildren and descendants, and there's a new beginning to the human race. That just means, Noach, we're going to save you right now from the table. It's Hatzalah for right now. But mitzad the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this moment, so at this point Hashem is holding by what the Malachim said, Enosh Kesis Keren. At this point, I'm finished with humanity. At another point in the story, the Mida that was existing, Kisha Amar, Vahaya Ha'olam, that Mida re-emerges, that now there's a point, a turning point in the story, that is going to be a continuity for Noach, for his descendants, for the animals, and all that is now what's triggering Vayabal Kimocha Arthur Shoko Hamoy. This Inyan that Raman is describing, this Ratzon Kadmon, you could call it, Shama Vahaya Ha'olam, is something the Ramban echoes in Parshas Hazinu. When he's discussing the situation of Klal Yisrael in Parshas Hazinu and the very precarious situation of how the Bnei Yisrael are literally at the abyss and the enemies are ready to annihilate them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to let it happen. But Hashem says, I can't let it happen. Because what's going to happen if Christ so ceases to exist? So the nations are going to take it as to their credit, and there'll be no purpose left to creation. The Ramban has some beautiful words over there when he explains that idea. I read you from the Lashon of Ramban in Parshas Hazinu. So Lamed Beis Chavav. He says, "What is Hashem concerned about? So the enemy is going to say it's all our prowess, it's all us. So what's the problem with that? Hashem is jealous of what people are going to say. Hashem has to show everybody that I'm really mighty, I'm really, really strong. It's not you, it's me. Rather, says Ramban, because as follows. Hashem bara sa'adam b'tachtonim sheyakir zboro, b'yod l'shmo. Why does Hashem create the world? So that there should be human beings in the world that acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sovereign in the world. Hashem gave the person free will to do what he can do. Lahara lehetiv. Kashachatu b'tzonam, when they chose to do evil, v'kafu b'kulam, and everyone denies Hashem. Lo nishara ka'am azeh l'shmo. There's only one nation that remains that stands for Hashem, what Hashem stands for in the world. Hashem publicizes, broadcasts to the whole world that He is the one and only God, and it's because He invested in us, through Yetzias Mitzrayim, to bring that point to the world, that there can be now hope for the world, that everyone will ultimately come to that Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are the ones that are tied in to that reputation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, what's going to happen in Yashav Yobat Zichra? Let's say we'll be destroyed, Chas V'Shalom. Then what's going to be? Yishkechu Ha'ames Ososav. Then those miracles that Hashem performed for us in Mitzrayim, Yamsuf, and Matan Torah will be forgotten. Nobody will talk about it. It'll be a blip in history. No one will ever, it's gone. It's not there. And if someone will talk about it, they'll explain, that was just something. It was just the koach mikoach ha-mezolos. So the whole message of the Yetzias Mitzrayim and what it's supposed to bring out, the man teda, will be totally lost. There'll be no justification for the creation of the world anymore. All that's left of people who are provoking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now comes the lesson I want you to focus on. Al kein ra'ui midin haratzon shehaya bevrias ha'olam sheyia ratzon b'lefanav lahakim lo la'am kol hayam. And therefore it is only worthy by virtue of the ratzon that existed at the time of the creation of the world, that Ratzon Kadmon, that there should be a world, is now has an application in terms of there has to be a Klal Yisrael. We are eternal because of that Ratzon Kadmon of the world. And with this, we understand something very, very beautiful. Why are we mentioning in Parsha this pasuk in Rosh Hashanah Davening? What does it do with us? It's a nice zechira, it's a nice story. Noach is a tzaddik. No, why does it speak to us? Why are we trying to invoke these zechronos on Rosh Hashanah? We're talking about Klal Yisrael here. Remember the Akedah. Why are we quoting Noach? But you think about it, the quote, the promise of Noah that there should be a continuation to mankind, and ultimately there's a bris about it with the keshes, and Hashem promises to Noah, I'm not going to bring another marble. That is very much tied in to Havtach of Kal Yisrael. Think about Shabbos Niris, for example. This week is a perfect time to sing the Zemer Shabbos tape, right? Yonah Matzav Al Manoach V'Sham Yanuch Yigicho Chabak Kal Yisrael. And then we talk about the mashal of the Noach and the Yonah finding a rest, which is Kal Yisrael finding a rest. But now look at the last stanza. Omash Noach Katzon Tor Yisko Lefak Dabris V'Shvur. You should remember for them Bris V'Shvur Leval Yavav Bam Mikrei Ra. That nothing bad should happen to Kal Yisrael. Kasha Nishbat Aminoach. Kasha Nishbat Aminoach. Like you promised Aminoach that it's not going to be another marvel. And this is the promise that's going to be used for us, that we're not going to falter. That's the Haftorah. It's working off the Haftorah of Parshas Noach. Ki me Noach zo sli, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Asher Nishbati me'avor me Noach ora la'aretz. Just as I promised, it's not going to be another marvel. Ke Nishbati miksof lech migobach. So have I sworn not to get angry at you. What is a shaykhis? Now we understand very well what it is. Because the ratzon kadmon, which justifies that there should not be another marble, that there has to be a world, that's the same ratzon that justifies that there has to be a kadmon. And therefore the schus that we try to invoke is that schus that Kadosh Baruch Hu has said that there has to be a world, and we are the ones who give purpose and meaning to the world, gracious, which is socially gracious. And that's a very empowering idea, a very inspiring idea, and we have to live up to it. And this is not just true of Kal Yisrael as a whole, it's true for every Yachid of Kal Yisrael. Every one of us in our own unique way, to the extent that we are ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, this is, we're contributing in our own unique way to that kiyum that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to be spread, and everyone will be able to recognize Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu.